It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Years ago, I was a VP at Home Shopping, HSN, and I was so excited. I was new on the job, and I was getting ready to work on a project, had to find the right celebrity for it, and I had this genius move, so I thought. And they had this celebrity on air who was absolutely gorgeous for her age. So I go running into the president's office and say, I did it. I found the perfect celebrity. Take a look at this. And as she's presenting, before he could even reply to me, they zoom in, and her hands showed her true age, and he didn't have to say a word. I was so embarrassed. I walked out and thought, next time, investigate more before you speak. And it just taught me a lesson is, you know, we talk a lot about skincare and how to look young, but there's a lot of areas we often overlook. So today I want to talk about that subject, and I've got an expert who can help us, and that's Asia Mangum. Am I pronouncing the last name right, Asia?
You are. I'm impressed.
Awesome. I started to stutter out. Normally I try and make sure, and I was messing up there. But as you can hear, Asia is going to be a delight to talk to. She's a beauty fashion writer and editor whose work you probably have seen in Bloomberg Businessweek, Men's Fitness, Refinery 29, Manhattan, Angelino, Brides and More, and I can go on and on. But prior to freelancing, she also served as a beauty and market editor at New York Magazine. And so today I want to talk to you about some of the things, you know, I was telling my story, but there's areas we often overlook. And so I kind of want to skip the face and talk about other things we can do to kind of hide our age as we get older.
And I kind of loved your story because I had the same experience. Like, I was watching television and, you know, fabulous actress. You can tell she spent a lot of work on her face. She looked amazing. But then her neck. And I was just kind of like, ooh. And I just kind of had that moment of not feeling bad for her, but she clearly, it was an afterthought. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, she spent so much work on her face. Her face looks fabulous. And then I wasn't sure if she forgot about her neck or, you know, she just wasn't concerned. I wasn't quite sure, which was kind of like the motivation for the story. One of the motivations. The second was, you know, I think, you know, like the life of a beauty editor and a writer, you know, your inbox is often inundated with like new product launches, you know, come meet this CEO, that CEO. And late summer 2016, I started seeing a lot of, you know, treatments, you know, just for the lips, just for the hands, just for the neck, just for the chest. And, of course, beauty trends are cyclical, but it was just like, you know, late summer, early fall 2016, I'm just like, okay, here we're getting a, you know, a targeted anti-aging boom again, which happened, you know, a few years ago, actually several years ago, but it started to resurface. And I was just like, you know, let me dig, you know, let's see, you know, what we find. And a lot of, you know, 37 Active, you know, had a anti-aging lip treatment, 111 Skin, Pavonia, Look Beauty. So I called in a bazillion products and had the ladies, you know, at the Bloomberg office play. And, you know, the instructions, you know, play, let me know what you love, and let me know what works. So that's pretty, it wasn't so much like a, you know, like a trend-driven sort of story in the sense that, you know, we were harping on like, oh, bee venom or, you know, salmon egg extract or anything like that. It was more of like, you know, what works. And, you know, if you have, you know, issues with your hands, dark spots, wrinkles, use this product. Let me know if it works. Let me know if we should run it or not. And that's kind of like, you know, how we how the story kind of, you know, came about and, you know, how we did our research.
I think it's brilliant because, you know, often, as you said, even with the celebrities, is they take care of their skin. You know, everybody wants to put makeup on, hide their imperfections. We take care of our skin. But you forget your hands, the décolleté, even some of the lip products. You know, lipstick's one thing, but there are lip exfoliators and different lip balms and different things you can use to help with the lips. So let's talk for the hands for a minute. What would you recommend someone do for their hands?
Well, what was kind of a hit in the office was the Look Beauty hand mask. And actually, I was surprised because, of course, I called in, you know, these fancy hand treatments that cost like $50. But this one is $9.99 on Amazon. And it has, you know, peach extract to, you know, work to slow down deterioration of the skin. Also shea butter, you know, to smooth and soothe. And I remember the woman, you know, in the office was just kind of like, oh, my God, Asia, like, this is amazing. Like, of course, you know, the mask didn't turn back the, you know, the hands of time. But and her hands didn't look like she, you know, was like 24. But it just softened them up and just, like, made them, you know, glow in a way that they didn't before. And she was, like, an avid, you know, moisturized her hands every day and, you know, kind of like the basics. But, you know, just, like, the extra step of using a hand mask made a world of difference. And for her, it wasn't so much like she was ignoring her hands. It was just kind of, she didn't even think about it. It was, like, an afterthought. And, like, really, like, how many people, even though I'm a beauty editor, I don't use hand masks. I have a six-month-old. It's just like a matter of time for me.
Exactly.
And it's just like, you know, I'm running. But if you want to take time out for yourself, you know, it takes 10 minutes. It's literally, I have no excuse. But, you know, it makes a world of difference.
Let's talk about the neck and décolleté area because, you know, it is an area where women, when they get older, often wear scarves to kind of hide the wrinkles or the changes. And again, you know, if they've taken care of themselves or had any work, you know, their face is firm, but you can start seeing the aging and they hide it. So what type products would you recommend and what would you suggest that they do?
Well, CO Beauty is a brand that was founded by a woman named Gigi Howard, who is an industry executive. She was a beauty publicist. She was a fashion publicist. And she was in her late 20s. And, you know, she looked fabulous, like, you know, a lot of people in their late 20s, you know, look. But her chest was wrinkly. I mean, to the point where her friends were like, ugh, Gigi, like, what's going on? And she started wearing, like, scarves, like, lightweight scarves, like, in the summer. Mind you, she's from the South. She's from Savannah, Georgia. So she's, like, wearing scarves to try to cover up, you know, her chest. And she was just like, you know, there needs to be a better way. So she was researching. Of course, she had connections, you know, being a beauty and fashion publicist. She found a doctor, gave her some medical-grade silicone to help, like, heal wounds, which is, like, what doctors normally use it for.
Yeah, to seal in moisture.
Went through like 180 prototypes, multiple trials, and then came out with this system. Basically, you cleanse your chest with these cleansing discs that, you know, contain glycolic and lactic acid to exfoliate. Wait for it to dry, and then you put these silicone patches on your chest. Stick them on, super easy. Fall asleep, wake up in the morning, peel off the patches, rinse off, you know, shower as usual. But then also there's a serum that comes in the kit that you apply, you know, in the morning. And you, like, literally the next day, one of the ladies in the office, you know, kind of, like, lost her mind. It was, like, kind of like one of those OMG moments. And I think when you're in the industry long enough, you don't have those as much as you think because you see everything.
You've seen
gone
everything.
To every product launch. But it's, like, literally, like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Where has this been my entire life? And that was CO Beauty. And, of course, like, you know, I think maybe like a dozen products are featured in the story for Bloomberg Business Week. But I called in, I don't know, probably like 30 or 40, you know, different brands. And CO was the one that had rave reviews across the board. And it's like one of those things, like, you can use the patches, like, over and over and over again. All you have to do is wipe them down to clean them off. But you just keep using them, like, until you run out of the serum or the cleansing pads, and you just, like, restock, which you can actually subscribe on the website.
I think that's one of the things, you know, I live in Florida, and I see that a lot.
Yes.
It's not just about people not taking care of the skin and neglecting areas, but it's the neglected areas that then are exposed to the sun. And so being out in the bikinis and having your hands, you know, as you do things in play or lay out on the beach, you're hurting your hands. And they are ways to know a woman's true age, is look at the areas that are often overlooked. So you've got some great suggestions. And what we're going to do is on the website, we're going to go ahead and post some of the brands you've listed. So our listeners can go ahead and find them. The other is to follow you on Twitter, and that's Asia Mangum.
Asia.
I did that. I apologize. Asia.
Named and after the Steely Dan album.
And I should remember, but it's spelled A-J-A, so it's pronounced Asia. But we're going to put a link up, so if you get confused like I do, because I got too involved in the story. So visit justaskdavid.com. Asia, I want to thank you for joining us. And the listeners, if you haven't subscribed yet, visit justaskdavid.com/iTunes and subscribe today. We've had great time with Asia today, and there's a lot more to catch. We publish twice a week, so thank you for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.